I'm joined by the Turkish journalist Mehmet Aksakal. Mehmet, there's been reports of injured Turkish people in the border town of Ceylanpınar. Can you tell us what happened?
This morning there were clashes in Serekaniye, the Kurdish city in Syria, right across Ceylanpınar. Two people have been injured and many bullets came to the Turkish side of the border. They have met many buildings and people are panicking in the town. This Serekaniye, which is Ras el Ain in Arabic, it's under PYD control since the beginning of summer. So there were no any other opposition groups there, neither Assad soldier nor FSA. So we're wondering who are clashing there, because just PYD was controlling this site. Wondering if the two Kurdish groups are fighting or some FSA people arrive there. Whatever happening, unfortunately, is unclear. We don't know who are fighting, but all we know, the bullets coming to Turkish side and then clashes going on. We hear the sound of explosion. So that is what's going on there.
Who are the clashes likely to be between? What's your best guess?
Lately, that's the Kurdish National Council and PYD, the tension raising between those groups, because PYD want to control the area by themselves only. And also, around 3,000 soldiers who defected from Syrian army went to northern Iraq. A northern Iraqi government trained them, and they're waiting at the border to enter Kurdish part of Syria to defend the area, but PYD reject that. And in last 2 days, they were, because of the PYD is not cooperating with other Kurds, northern Iraq, Kurdistan government were saying that they may close the border between Syria and Kurdistan, Iraqi Kurdistan area. So it in last 3-4 days, it's like that's tension getting higher between PYD and Kurdish National Council. It's possible they fighting or some FSA may have moved to this area fighting with PYD.
And have more refugees come over the border as a result of these clashes?
In the Kurdish area, not a big number of refugees came to Turkey. Refugees are still coming mostly from Aleppo province. There were no attack on refugees, but many refugees are waiting in the camps at the Turkish Syrian side of the border, because Turkish government cannot get them more in big number. They all camps are full. They need to build new camps. So many refugees now are actually, they make camps for them in the Syrian side of the border. Because in most of the border side are controlled by opposition, so it's kind of like safer area for them also stay in the Syrian side.
Yeah. Are the Turkish authorities likely to intervene as a result of these latest clashes?
Turkish government lately very unhappy. Yesterday, Turkish President Mr. Abdullah Gül said it is not acceptable that part of our border in the other side controlled by terrorist group. And if there's no government can take care of those terrorists, we are not going to accept this and we will have to take care of it. In last month, Turkish government sent more troops to this area where Kurd control Syrian side than the area where actually more strong clashes happening, Syrian opposition control. So it's something I can say they may happen, but this is lately in this area and more troops sent and more Turkish government do military training at the border area or something. Of course, since it's a military zone, we don't know exactly what's happening on the other side. I can't say really anything about that, but there is a possibility.
Okay, Mehmet, thanks very much.